Sons and Daughters, written by Margaret Dickinson, read by Nicolette Mackenzie. Chapter 1, Lincolnshire, 1905.
Is that the coffin?
Yes, Charlotte, dear.
And is Mama lying inside it?
Mary, standing beside the child and holding her hand tightly, gasped and covered her mouth with her handkerchief, her eyes brimming with tears. She could not answer. From an upstairs window of the farmhouse, Charlotte watched the cortege move away from the front door, with sadness in her dark violet eyes. But she did not weep. The coffin, smothered with wreaths of white lilies, lay in a glass hearse drawn by four black horses. Behind it walked her father, Osbert Crawford, and behind him were the men who worked for him. Charlotte, even at five, knew them all. First, there was Edward Morgan. He was their household manservant. His wife, Mary, was their housekeeper and cook, with only a young girl, Sarah, who came in daily to help her. Between the three of them, they took care of everything and everyone in the household. Papa, Mama, and Charlotte. Only now, there would just be Charlotte and her father. Harry Warren, Osbert Crawford's farm foreman, walked beside Edward. Though still only in his mid-50s, he suffered from arthritis and needed a stick. Usually he rode his chestnut horse around the fields and lanes, overseeing the farm workers. But today, he was obliged to walk with the rest of the mourners, and every step looked painful. Just behind him, and ready to help if he was needed, was Harry's son, Joe. He'd worked on the land since leaving school, and even before that he'd worked during the holidays, at weekends, and most evenings, always ready to do his father's bidding, always eager to learn the ways of Buckthorn Farm, and to please its master, Osbert Crawford. No doubt, Joe would take over his father's job when the older man retired. The Warren family lived in one of the two semi-detached cottages 200 yards down the lane from the farm. Charlotte wondered where they all slept, for now there were not only Mr. and Mrs. Warren and their son Joe, but also Joe's wife Peggy, their two sons, and a little baby girl, Lily, who'd been born 2 weeks ago. Charlotte bit her lip. Was it really only such a short time ago that she'd walked down the lane to the cottage, holding her mama's hand, and taking a large basket of food for the family and gifts for the new baby? So how, the child puzzled, could her mama have got so poorly so quickly that she'd died? Mary had tried to explain it gently. Your mama's gone away, sweetheart. Mama never went away. Charlotte had never known a night when her mother had not been there to tuck her into bed. She'd been there a few days before, had bent to kiss Charlotte gently and whisper, "My darling daughter," before tiptoeing from the bedroom. The last sound Charlotte remembered had been the rustle of her mama's silk gown and the soft closing of the door. Even after she'd gone, Alice's perfume still lingered, enveloping the child in her mama's reassuring presence. But in the cold light of morning, Charlotte's world had fallen apart.
"When is she coming back?" Charlotte had asked.
Mary had dabbed her eyes with the corner of her apron.
"She won't be coming back, lovey.
Not ever."
The woman had shaken her head and glanced up at her husband Edward, standing solemnly beside her.
"No," she'd whispered, "not ever."
The child had asked no more. Despite Mary trying to break the news gently, Charlotte knew her mother was dead. Living on a farm, she'd seen dead animals. She'd sat on a stool at Mary's kitchen table often enough, watching the cook pluck